Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, girls, hey, all of you girls, no, no, just, can you just know that it's
hey, babe, I got you, man.
So, but you said
you can switch it to whatever you want to switch it to.
But you said that YouTube can't hear it.
I don't know, cause they be hearing. I don't know. One time it didn't hear it, but then it's like they be hearing it, cause they could hear them on the phone. But they can't hear the Don DeMarcos.
I don't know.
We gotta ask them.
Or when you go back and check the rebroadcast, it don't come up. Cause it should come up like the first minute. Mm-hmm. All we play.
I don't know.
What's going on, y'all? Easy to block, Kevin.
What's up?
Hurricane, dude.
I'm tired.
Long predictions. Fetty Sunni gonna call in. We gonna have a little convo. We about to get straight to get down. How y'all doing out there today? We got four. It's early still. It's light, man. You know, share it. Like, comment, and subscribe.
Yeah, share it. Hit the like.
How y'all doing though today?
How's everybody?
How everybody doing?
How's all four of you guys?
I'm a little tired, though.
I know.
What are we doing? We are talking about no. This Saturday. Kali, night of main events,
mm-hmm.
URL, exclusively, only on caffeine. If you don't have the caffeine app, go get it. I'm sure y'all do. 5 o'clock p.m.
Mm-hmm.
I've been drinking and on the grill. Chili's. Oh, shit, we back again. Yes, we back again. We with the bullshit. Y'all know I with all the smoke. Y'all know I'm with all this smoke, man. But we talking. We gonna do some long shit. We gonna have Fetty and Shoney call up.
We gonna talk about battle rap. Actual battle.
Battle relationship. Y'all know, man. We can go left here anytime.
Well, I did want to bring up the COVID shit really quickly.
I did too, though. I mean, we definitely.
And URL. I just wanted to speak about that, and they're gonna have 2 mandatory COVID tests. For every last person in the venue, and that will only be battlers and staff.
Who said that, P?
Mm-hmm.
They said 2?
2 tests.
See, what Beasley was on 50 Minutes of Fame, he said they're doing a test the night before.
That's probably the 2 maybe that they took, and then maybe they're doing 1. A COVID officer is going to be there.
Yeah, but
for
you
caffeine.
Can't get the results that fast.
Well, I don't know. I just wanted to say that really quickly, and salute to Av. I hope that he has a speedy recovery.
Blessings to the bro, Ev.
I hope you get well, and I hope that you're doing well.
He's
going to
get over it. I know for a fact he's going to be over that shit.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? It ain't going to hold him down.
Right.
And all of that is unfortunate.
Mm-hmm.
And all that, but, you know, you was in our prayers over here.
For sure. That's a serious thing. So, oh, we're glad that Don Marino healed.
So he COVID. So John said he's sick too.
John's sick, so we're waiting to see if he has it or not.
So hopefully while he's waiting, he's quarantining himself, drinking water, trying to get better, eating
fruits and vegetables.
Saying, yeah, you know what I mean? Because we don't wish that on nobody.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a battle rapper. She media. We be out. We don't want to, you know, have to endure that. Luckily, we didn't have to have this. You know, nobody on this side have gotten sick.
No.
So, you know, we haven't seen it firsthand.
No.
And all that. Could him having it be an angle, no disrespect. No. I think that'd be tacky, man.
Well, they do tacky angles.
I mean, yeah, never mind.
It's battle. Yeah, take that back, because I could.
No, but I think, see, this is a little.
It's serious, but I've seen them
with somebody's help.
Rap
somebody.
About serious shit before.
And salute Jake. He says, shout out from Kylie. Oh, I appreciate you, boy.
What's up?
I appreciate you. You know what I'm saying?
Thanks for tuning in.
Appreciate you.
On the West Coast.
We do have the call-in number, 914-215-5667.
It's right there.
If y'all want to talk about anything, call in. I'm with the shits. We can go left at any time.
I always do that. Go ahead.
Who is that?
Milagro, I don't even know why I was on.
I don't think that would really hit as an angle. I think that should have been. I ain't gonna lie, I wouldn't give a nigga no points, bro, because that shit.
Me either. I mean, that don't matter either, because
I don't think the fans, because that shit could really take somebody out, bro.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? That shit, it shouldn't be. No.
Well, I've seen people rap about
there.
It would be tacky. It would be whack. It would just be trash. You know what I'm saying? And the people that, you know, respect bars and that are respecting in the culture, I don't think that they would, you know.
I mean, it all depends on, because, you know, the world is big. So, you know, people is going through it with their own family members and things that they're not saying. So, you know, we don't know who does it hit home for.
Right.
You dig what I'm saying? So I just think I think people want to stay away from that. Y'all seen Surfer Miss Hustle Live talking about the NY Rita. Listen, I seen it. I told her about it, and I agree with everything Surf was saying. He actually pointed something out that I didn't catch the first time.
Which was what?
Was when she was like, her booty not on him. She was like, first of all, it can't be. It's too small. And then she was like, to keep it being, it jiggled a little bit. I'm like, hey, stop right there. No,
man.
I did not catch that joke, yo, man. My nigga Easy should be prepping for No Verge right now, man. I would have, yo, you know, because the opposite. Listen, hold time out. Did y'all see that the known commercial was on ESPN today?
Get the fuck out of here, what?
I retweeted it.
Oh, my God.
During the Skip and Shannon, y'all. You
Stop.
Know that's heavy. That's heavy.
Wow. Let me see. Let me go to your timeline real quick.
Yeah. Yo, that was fire. I'm like, damn, how am I not on an opportunity like that? But, you know. If said, but you know, it is what it is.
Mm-hmm.
Trust and believe, I will be there, man. I will be there. If said, somebody said they feel it at, what it was on Fox One. He said somebody said it was on Fox One. Excuse me.
Okay.
But still fire. Still fire. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Y'all feeling the One Night song. Y'all need a video for that. We actually paid for the video for Bay. If y'all haven't heard Bay, go, you know, Spotify or any major platform that y'all have, type in Hurricane Dew featuring even a Block Captain. It's called Bay. That video is actually on its way. We didn't shoot it yet, but it's paid for. COVID should happen. We ain't want to do it. So, you know, time is coming. Oh, man, we got some things in the works already, man. It's just, you know, unfortunately, It's just crazy now and all of that. Because it's like, I don't know, after Gnome, I don't know how, you know, the URL is going to move, you know, as far as that. Because as far as people.
Hey, Sarah.
You mean?
Sarah Carter's in the building.
What's up, sis?
Yes. What's up, sis?
So, did you see if Shuni and them were trying to call in? Or?
I told her what time.
We'll text her, please.
Okay.
If this don't go down, blame dude, because she set this up. Y'all know if I would have set it up, this shit would have been on time. You know what I mean? You can't. You know what I mean? You let them set shit up, then it'd be like it's late. We need the suspenders with the mob head on in that video. Oh, yeah.
And be doing what, though? Mommy?
So, look, but what?
Mommy?
No,
like,
the mob hat.
The mob
hat?
I thought you said mom.
No.
I was like, what? Y'all trolling.
No, yeah,
what mob
to,
hat?
To which one, though? Is he talking about Bay? Or
I don't
is he
know.
Talking about...
Which song?
Yeah.
We turned down. Like, you could tell we not hype. Like,
because we don't got nobody to attack.
We don't got no bark. We chilling. This is how I be regular. Like, hi, it's Hurricane Dew, and this is going on in battle rap.
We don't got nobody to attack. Dude. Listen, you talking about One Night.
Okay.
That Take a Walk With Me thing is going to be the new series when we got to talk to somebody. You dig what I'm saying? Like,
yeah,
you know,
we not
going
to be talking
to
people all the time.
You know what I mean? Like,
that.
No, I don't know. Jesus. You see, that's why I came earlier and did the blog. She was at work. She ain't even know that shit. Drop. You know what I mean? I say, yo, babe, I just dropped the jaw. She's like, oh, for real? I'm like, oh, yeah. She didn't even know. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
If somebody fucking up.
So if I fuck up, you gonna come on here?
I'll bomb on you.
Like, if I do a battle rap job wrong and shit, you gonna go be like, dude, take a walk with me?
I would have to. I would have to, babe. I would. I wouldn't like doing it.
I gotta draw up some paperwork.
I
need protection.
I
got
like doing it, but you mean...
I need an NDA installed somewhere in some aspect of
it. It would say what?
Like, you can't take me for a walk.
What?
I'm not going.
I fuck up.
Dude,
I'm taking
come take
a
walk
with
me.
I'm
going to be like,
here.
No. I'm not walking with you. Fuck that.
So, all right, man. So, we ain't going to hold you on a long, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Let's get to the norm. Did you pull up the cart?
Yeah, I got the cart.
Tell
right
Shoney to please call.
I did.
Got to. Nobody.
Let's just get to it.
Moderators off topic questions. When y'all want to do moderators off topic for your show?
What do you mean moderators? Like in
like
the
in
chat? I only picked two. Who wants to be a moderator? Nobody. Fetty is one, and Dia the Henny Man is one. But who else wants to, like? They not here all the time.
No, we need. Niggas that's gonna be popping in all the time, like the
well, who's
who,
our people?
Who, yeah,
who is our
who
people?
Rock,
we have our
this.
People need an emoji. What's our emoji?
We don't need that no emoji.
Yes, we do bombs, like something like that. Like I want to know who's the people that wants to be moderators.
Other gutter shit. They gotta put
hashtag gutter. Gutter should have a gutter should have a emoji.
So why don't you hook that up then?
No, I mean we could pick one so that we know.
All right, no car. Start from the bottom. Until they come and all that. All right, yo, so let's take it, man. I got 19 in here, 20. Even though y'all niggas, even though we pop, someone we got to talk to niggas, we popping in here. Now we doing predictions, only 20 niggas. Even though I fuck with y'all, I appreciate y'all niggas in here.
Because
we're
not
like
talking about Antoine
right.
and Rita all week.
No. We ain't going to do
that.
I ain't going to do them like that unless some new info come out.
Fuck that,
you know what I mean? If some new info
this
come out.
This is not a fucking side, though.
You know what I'm saying? Like, you know what I mean? Easy do. Somebody said hashtag easy do. I like that. You know what I'm saying? Easy do. Jada Nightwing versus Fonz. Let's break it down. This is for 25,000. Even though Fonz is not supposed to be here, right? You know what I mean? Technically, he lost.
I want our emoji to be the eye, the one eye. Now let's go back to Jada Nightwing and Fonz. The one eye. So, I have Jay the Nightwing winning this battle, period, point blank.
Why?
Because he has his content is more valuable, it's more entertaining, it's structured like someone like Fonz, and no disrespect to Fonz,
uh-huh.
but if we was in like levels of reading and writing and stuff, let's just say English class,
uh-huh.
like Jada Nightwing's definitely a senior. Fonz is definitely like either a freshman or a junior. I'm not like he's good. He punches. He's witty. But Jada Nightwing
we
is.
We got J21. We got J21.
Mm-hmm.
We got Fonz barely beat you. I don't think he beat me at all. But I mean, he won. But we got Fonz with the steal. We got J21. See, here's the thing.
Yeah, let me hear what you got to say.
Because I'm no hater. Both of these individuals is fire. Now they have two different styles. This is a style clash. Now we know what Fonz is going to come do. We know that he's going to punch and punch and punch and punch and punch. And this is the reason why I felt like that I beat Fonz, because that's all he do. Punch, 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 punch. Set up, punch, set up, punch. Like, you know what I'm saying? Jay has a character. Give me his voice deep. He can sell the bar. See, a lot of people can't sell the bar. If your bar is fire, niggas is ooh and ah. But you got to look out special for the niggas who can say mediocre bars but make the room shake.
Right.
You dig me? That's selling the bar. You know what I mean? Like, and I do it all the time. Dig me? Because I'm one of those guys that the performance and the action and I could, you know, I can sell it. You know what I'm saying? Fonz is going to do him. I think Fonz is going to take a round clearly, because I think they're going to love that. But if they're trying to do... Okay, oh, did you see the tweet about they can't be close to each other? They got to be 6 feet apart?
Mm-hmm. That's going to be interesting.
That's, I mean, I don't like it.
Because that's not what you're used to.
I don't like it. I mean, I don't even think that I will be, I don't think that we're going to be excited watching it. It's going to be trash.
You think that?
You can't perform. I can't, I'm going to be like, even though six, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's just not going to, you can't get you can't get the performance. You can't get the, niggas just have to stand in like a spot and rap. So then now if we look in it,
so
then Fonz is gonna win.
They'll be rapping at each other like, I'm just thinking about how
like
far
you're
away.
Gonna be like 6 feet. 6 feet. So you know I'm.
I mean I know what
I'm
you're 12, saying though because then when 12, you get to like
I'm
when,
like a foot so like six of me so.
No, I know what you're saying because then when you get to barking.
So probably like right there and then you're gonna be right there. So it's like.
Because you be wanting to be on a nigga. Like,
I can't rap like that. I need to, like, talk to you. I got to talk to you. In order for me to talk to you, I got to be at least, like, here. I can't be, you dig what I'm saying?
Well, what are we going to do? Because it's a new world. What are you guys going to do?
Yeah, it helps. Yeah, it helps Fonz. I agree. And I think if that's going to be the scenario and that's going to be the case, I think Fonz is going to win. Fight Club pool table days. That's what it. That's
it
how
is.
It's gonna be.
Well, hey, Fonz doesn't project well to me, and I think that's
gonna affect
him.
No, not in that situation, because he's 6 feet away from each other.
I just he doesn't project well. Period. He's not like
no.
His
he
voice
no,
isn't
no,
strong.
No. But we talking about listen to what I'm saying. Too. Mm-hmm.
I know what you're saying. They 6 feet away is not gonna be
and
like no
Jay
tension.
Jay needs to
swoop around.
Yes,
you
he needs to perform in order
right.
for you to get like you mean his shit. Unless he and cause they just dropped that shit like yesterday. So nigga's shit is already written and memorized and all that. Unless you just that
right.
good that you can you know change like the way you know you write in about 48 hours.
We'll see what happens because the show is going on.
Somebody said this emoji right here. They like
which one?
Right there on the screen. I don't know why it's just so small now. Let me fix that real fast. Yeah.
Oh yeah, that one's fire too.
I did. I kind of seen there go. I kind of seen. I like that joint too.
That one's fire
I ain't gonna lie. I ain't gonna need a lot. So, you know, and it's
so we know our emoji.
Yeah. It all depends on how the setting is. If the setting is regular, I got J21. If the setting is 6 feet, I got Fonz. And I know that's kind of corny, but we have to adapt with time. So, you know what I mean? That's how I got
in this setting, you got Fonz?
In that setting.
Okay.
Yeah.
I got Jay. We're going to see what happens.
I mean, yeah. But like I said, in a regular setting, if they were battling regular, how we've been doing it,
right.
I got Jay, too.
Okay. I know what you're saying.
Or pull the card up. You everywhere else but the card.
No, I was trying to get to the card. Shut up. Mike P.
Versus the Saga. Mike P. versus Saga. Okay.
Mike P versus the Saga. Who you got?
Who y'all got? It's
easy. Super. Bro, listen. I've been watching battle raps and been in this battle rap. I really be like, yo, I think such and such a one or such and such a ass. I told Jay the night when I first seen him, I said, yo, I thought you was ass. You get what I'm saying? Like, I told him that. I said, because every time I got to see you, you choked. You know what I'm saying? Like that. I had to actually go back to watch one of your battles that you didn't choke. And I'm like, damn, you fire. But the whole time, I thought you was shitty. You dig what I'm saying?
Saga been going crazy lately.
You know what I mean? Like, so my fault. Mike P versus Saga.
Mm-hmm.
Mike P is fire. Mike P is fire. He deserves the shot.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? I think this is well deserved. Actually, I actually think that he's been here. He makes moments on stages. He's actually one of the white boys I like. You dig what I'm saying? Like,
he's himself.
Yeah, you mean he's himself. I always thought he was fire. But then we got the Saga. Let me tell you about this nigga. This nigga just been super fire for some reason, dog. Like, I'm like, what's up with Ball? I'm like, Ari John, he just been fire. Like, yo,
it gotta
what,
be Jesus.
What the fuck is going on? He found a way to incorporate this Christian shit, but make it
Christ,
sound
actually.
Crazy. Like, he make it sound like he found it. He found it, man. It's just, it's different. It's different. And I think... in the 6 feet setting. See what I'm saying? Like, what am I doing prediction on? Am I doing prediction for the 6 feet setting or the regular setting? Because that really can change a battle. That's what I'm saying, though. I don't think that we understand it, how that stipulation right there can change the whole battle. It changes the battle for Lux and Surf. I don't want to go ahead of myself, but
no, absolutely.
It changes everything.
It changes the predictions, the way we would predict it, because now they're not on each other. It's not that intensity is out. So how do they bring the intensity without being on each other? Pause. But y'all know what I'm like. How do you bring the intensity out? That's going to be so interesting. It's almost like you really have to bring out some type of theatrical thing inside of you to got to do a lot of this. Y'all do that anyway. I don't know. It's going to be interesting to watch.
But I got Saga 2-1. I got Saga 2-1. How about you, Sting?
I got Saga. I called it 3-0 yesterday, and I think I'm going to stick with that.
Oh.
Yo, they should just make them sign something like, yo, you took your COVID test. It's up to you to sign this. You can't blame us. You know what I'm saying? If something happens. And that way you guys could... That's like, I would just have niggas sign
No,
something.
But I'm saying, if they're doing a COVID test the night before and mm-hmm. they find out that none of these guys has COVID,
mm-hmm.
let them fucking battle.
But is the law of California, you have to be 6 feet away? I think that's what they fucking
want. Is that what
about.
That is?
Yeah, I think it's the law.
Right,
it's
well,
the law.
You know what I'm saying? I'm going to have to check on that. Because if that's the case, then okay, then we shouldn't have had it in college.
They want context behind the 3-0. Okay. I feel like Mike P is going to probably angle the Christian thing. I feel like Saga
but
has mastered.
That
you know what I'm saying? I just feel like Saga has mastered and owns that whole thing. And I just feel like Saga's going to get... I just feel like he's going to take it 3-0. That's how I feel.
You don't think Mike P is going to get one round?
But I'm just saying, like...
You don't think he's good enough to get one round?
Why are you saying I think he's good enough? I think Mike P is fire, first of all.
So you think that Saga...
I'm just saying,
that
I think this is a
better?
Different type of Saga. So if it depends on what Saga shows up. You know how we do it. Like, if Saga comes like his hardest, I think Mike P is going to have a problem. That's all.
I think Mike P is
the underdog in this battle.
Mike P is going to have one of them Danny Myers, like, angst second.
He might. You know what I'm saying? That's what
and
I'm hoping. Look, I love an upset, and I love...
It won't be an upset to me. I don't think if Mike P win it, it wouldn't be an upset to me. I'd be like, okay, he won.
Okay.
You dig what I'm saying?
I think that I'm just saying it would be upset because I think the majority has Saga winning.
Yeah, I mean, listen. It wouldn't be upset for me. You mean if I just, you know, right, just the streak that Saga been going on, I'm just going off consistency of what I've been seeing. You know, he been going on small league, big leagues, and Saga just been fucking shit
What
up.
Angle, though, is he? Okay, you know what? If he dresses up the porn thing
as
and retells it and the fire weighs it, because what angle is
but,
he using?
No, no, let me tell you. It's not about the angle. You can, if we all can agree this, you can reuse in any angle you want to.
Mm-hmm.
It's about how you direct the angle.
Yeah, how are you going to make it better?
Because everybody then told Danny the parallel universe thing. Everybody told Danny that his wife was on... We know that. We've seen it. It happened in bed. But the way Mike P did it was different. You dig what
right.
I'm saying? And y'all can agree. It was just different. He said the same shit that... Battle rappers already done said to Danny Myers. We heard them
mm-hmm.
angles already. It's not about the angle. It's about how a nigga can direct the angle that makes the round fire. So he might take the God angle, the porn angle. You dig what I'm saying? But he's going to do it in a different way, and it's going to be fire.
Well, he would have to. It's known, like y'all saying, and I agree. Like, I'm pretty
he's gonna
sure
take a round.
He's thinking because he is
he's
a thinker, and
clear.
I appreciate... the way he writes. So don't get me wrong. You know what I'm saying? I appreciate creative writers most of all, but I just feel like Saga's in his fucking bag.
He is.
I feel like he's
I
in
agree.
His bag, and he's at his most creative right now.
All right. Well, be who, everybody said y'all got who y'all got. Who's next? Who's next?
Who's next on the card? We got John John the Don
we
versus...
We gotta edit. They're not going down.
Mm-hmm.
That's canceled.
Oh.
Yeah, John John's feeling sick.
Okay, let's talk about it.
No, he just said he made a tweet
mm-hmm.
2 days ago. He said he's been sick for a week plus, and I think he said he thought he could shake it before the battle, but
mm-hmm.
he still feel like shit. He went and got a COVID test, and he won't get the know if he has the results until later. But due to that, he's canceling the battle because he's sick. He did what
All
he was
right.
supposed to
he do. All right. He did what... thank you, John John, for letting us know what's going
right.
on.
And I hope he feels better.
Salute the ill will because I'm sure he was ready to go. But you know what I'm saying?
Too. He a real one.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
And
too.
We'll catch that battle, I'm
right.
sure.
It's going to get postponed.
Next
it's
event.
Happen. So just, the, you know, that concern is just... on John John getting better.
Right.
And hopefully he don't
yeah,
have
Yeah, we want
it.
His health to be
you know
in
saying?
Order
so
intact before
that. We got to understand
real life
that,
first.
I mean, even though we would have liked to see that battle, but you already know shit happens, bro.
Yeah. No,
you
real
know,
life
man.
First.
Yeah.
Real life
and,
happens.
And you know, because fans would be like, what? You know what I'm saying? But listen, man, he got to, you mean, if he feel like he can't do it, that means it's serious. So, all
right.
That. So, all right. So, next would
mm-hmm.
be what?
Geechee Gotti versus Averb.
Now that's
let's talk about it.
Damn, how do I want to talk about this battle
mm-hmm.
though? See, this is to me it's a weird battle. Matchup wise, style wise.
Mm-hmm.
We're getting two completely different styles.
Mm-hmm. Definitely.
We're so automatically it becomes preference battle.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Depending on if they all come with three fire round, that battle would have no losers.
I agree.
Because you can't really, unless somebody just washes the other.
Right.
It's going to be, people are going to say 2-1 either way. I promise y'all how this is about to go, man. I promise you. You know what I'm saying? Like. Yeah, you know I mean, it's going to be like that, man, because, you know, we can never pick a winner. We can never be like, yo, such and such as me. If somebody gets 30, we're like, yo, that nigga got 30. It's
right.
a 30 clip. It's
right.
a 30 ball getting him out of here. But I actually got Averb.
Yeah, I'm not mad at that.
I actually, and but mind y'all know the type of shit Geechee talk, I love that shit,
mm-hmm.
bro. You dig what I'm saying? I prefer Geechee.
Mm-hmm.
But Averb can rap better.
I agree.
Averb can rap better, bro. That's what it means. Like,
I feel like musically, Averb's the better artist. Battle rap wise, sometimes I be feeling like Averb sounds a little
no,
a
like
little dated.
That last shit he did.
Verso.
Who did he battle? What it was on RB Mook.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. I didn't like that battle.
I didn't like that battle either. I didn't like that battle. And, you know,
I didn't like that battle. It wasn't it for me.
TV spaghetti bars, y'all funny.
Averb wins on this 8-game break.
This has been, no, now, not for nothing, I feel like Averb, in this instance, because of who Geechee is as an actual person, I feel like there's angles there for Averb to take advantage of. You know what I'm saying? So that's how I feel. I feel like if he does come with the right theme and the right angles, it's something that you can really take advantage of when you're battling Geechee Gotti, period, point blank. Like, if you want to curse out a Crip, how you going to do it?
Hey, yo, Shuni and them didn't hit back. But that was her setup. This wasn't on me.
Yeah, it, they might be. Mm. I don't know what happened.
Every,
you know.
Everybody I set up. You on top.
They standing me up. I don't know.
And all that. But
we going to go through
so,
it, though.
Again, I feel like if it's 6 feet, it's going to benefit Verb, and I agree. If it's close, now remember, it's one person. It's the battlers, and then they can include their plus ones.
Mm-hmm.
So how many was it? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 is 6 battles. One battle not going down. So that's what?
Five
battles. That's 10 people. So that every one of them can have a plus one. So that's 20 people in there, right? Plus the camera crew, plus the URL staff. So let's just say what? Like 30.
I was going to say 35 for both.
So let's say 35. That's what's going to be in the room. Okay.
And we don't even know if that's going to be in the room because they might have a separate room to film because they had two rooms in North Carolina and they made people go to the other room.
Yeah, but I think he said they wanted, I don't know. I mean, I guess we'll see how it is.
We'll
I've never
see.
Been that way.
So you have Averb.
Yeah, I just feel like I'm just now tuning in, but do y'all think they should be having these battles right now?
That's up to them. You know what I'm saying? If they could get the job done in a safe way, I feel like move forward. I'm pretty sure they have obligations to Caffeine, and I'm pretty sure Caffeine wants to get it. They have a COVID officer on site. So as long as everyone's safe, I feel like go.
I feel like if y'all do the test the night before,
mm-hmm.
and y'all could really get them tests back in a day, and nobody has it, then yeah, I think they taking the proper measures to make sure because they said they're not letting nobody go on if they test. You know what I mean? If they positive,
right?
So they're doing everything that they can because the NBA is about to start in a few weeks and they're going to use one building and they're doing the same thing. They're going to be testing people and all of that and they're going to let them play. So you know what I mean? Like people, like we're trying to not desperate. It's Every major, you know, is trying it. You know what I'm saying? Like, the NFL season hasn't been pushed back. You know what I mean? Like, they're on cue to start on time.
Yeah, I'm not playing with
you know what I'm saying? I don't think it's desperate on them. You mean? Because it's a lot of companies that's opening. They like, listen, we're going to do it the best we can. But
listen,
we
I've been working.
Open the business.
I never stopped working.
They didn't even shut my job.
They ain't give me no hazard pay either. Like, bitch, you safe. That's what they told us.
Listen, I set up the nail appointment.
Mm-hmm.
And they, like, you had to set up an appointment. You can't walk in, but now you can set up an appointment. You could go, and it's, like, two people at a time and shit. You dig what I'm saying? Like, so, boom. You dig what I mean? Like, so I don't think they being desperate. I think niggas are just like, yo, it's time to open up, man. We just got to figure a way. We got to adapt now because we're in an era, you know, it came to us now. Now what is motherfuckers
like
going to do? You got to adapt. Oh, they not going to do preseason. All right, I mean, but still, they still start in September. I mean, fuck preseason anyway. We don't even watch that shit. I just watched it. I try to watch like the third week. You know why I watch the third week? Because motherfuckers usually play, you mean, the first, second, and third quarter. That's like the closest to a game in the preseason possible. So I've watched like week three.
He's like forcing me to be an Eagles fan too.
I
like,
mean,
I'm a Giants fan.
And we
fan.
Really watch football in this house.
Yeah, like
we
it's
really,
really a
like,
football
tune
house.
In and it's going like this.
I'm
is,
a Giants
on Sundays
fan.
Is no nothing.
G-man.
You know what I mean? Like, niggas gotta get busy in it. But, you know what I'm saying? But anyway,
Okay, back to
yeah,
the...
Yeah, so I think, damn, I was about to say N-word. Why the roast is dickhead? I know.
Wait, so we're moving on. I didn't get to say what I wanted to say about it.
Yeah.
I got, I don't know who to pick with this one.
Okay.
Honestly, but I feel like this. Like, a lot of the times when people are battling or you're, like, in a competition with somebody,
mm-hmm.
Your mindset is going to be, like, a couple of things. Either you're comfortable and you feel like this and that, and then there's the hungry people. And I feel like Geechee Gotti is just a hungry person. And I feel like A-Verb is another mark on his fucking hit list
right.
to check off. Like,
somebody
I don't feel like...
Shuni. Go ahead, explain them to him where Shuni
I'm
at.
Waiting for Shuni. I hit her in the inbox. Let me tell y'all, she was in the comments yesterday. And I forgot that her and Fetty had this page together, Mr. and Mrs. Johnson. She makes a post on Facebook like, who gonna be like, hi guys. I must have said to you, Mr. and Mrs. Johnson are trying to call.
Right.
And we just was like kind of never minded it, but not like that. And then she said I treated her like garbage. She might be getting me back. I don't know. I don't think so. She's really not that petty.
Oh, she did you ugly like that.
No, she didn't. She's not like that. I don't know what's going on.
If she did it,
I'm about to put the eyes
it.
On her.
I respect
oh, you respect the savagery?
Yeah, I probably won't be mad at that because that was sad.
Yo, y'all
don't
made
me put the title with all that shit. And
I know.
And
I know.
I would have probably dubbed you too, though.
Oh, my God, babe. Look at you.
I might have dubbed you too.
I can't
I mean, I respect it, though.
I really can't.
You know what I mean? If that's the whole situation, I'm going to respect
you. Thank you,
Tree
Allison. Appreciate
you.
You
know what I mean? Like, but, so, yeah. So, who do you have? Do you have A-Verb or do you have Geechee?
I have Geechee Gotti.
Okay.
2-1.
All right.
Do
you want to bet on that?
We can, and I'll give Geechee the first and the third. You know what I'm saying? Just because, I don't know.
A-Verb
that
taking the first.
That feels safe. No,
A-Verb
I got Geechee taking the
first.
I have Geechee taking the first. Because Geechee going to be like, it's Geechee Gotti verse. Oh, I could only imagine what he's going to come up with. We're going to laugh because we laugh every fucking time.
But what the Showtime, listen, everybody.
The Showtime has not been hitting.
But
let's keep
going,
it real.
It's going.
I'm waiting for a return because that used to be my shit.
Yo, Philly versus everybody. That's a fact, man. We about to take this joint over. I'm still listen. I'm
from the Bronx.
I'm still going. She from Philly, man. Listen, I'm gonna be even when I'm on the car, I'm gonna be talking about me too, like your boy Fire. You know what I'm saying? But I'm gonna smoke his. You know what I'm saying? I'm gonna smoke him though. He's fucking. You know,
mm-hmm.
He from the gate. Can we get a 2-on-2 easy to do with Shuni and Freddy?
No, we discussed that yesterday. We're real life friends. We're not battling.
Listen, I'm not going to lie. Listen, Geechee can win the battle. And if Geechee wins the battle, I'm really like, yo, that nigga, he just knocking niggas out of here. Like,
I got Geechee winning that battle.
All right, but I do got Aver because I just feel like.
Oh, this is going to be so juicy tomorrow, y'all. He going to go.
It's Friday tomorrow.
Oh,
Friday.
I'm so tired. I already worked 40 hours. It's Saturday.
Yeah, it's on Saturday.
Okay.
All right. Either you fire, appreciate you, bro. Who's after that? It's one more, right?
Daylight versus
Tay-Rock. Oh, who you got, Daylight? I know you do. You Joe is shit.
Oh, no.
Who you got?
I got Daylight,
I know you
bro.
Do.
Like, why are you saying that?
Because you Joe.
No, it's not because I'm Joe. It's just because he's creative. And I know Tay-Rock. I'm no sleeping on Tay-Rock at all because I like when Tay-Rock be talking his shit.
Right.
He was in a slump.
Who?
Rock.
What about Daylight?
Look, Daylight wasn't even in a round. He was
right.
Like taking care of his music business. But we like stuff like that. We like people that be like, let me go do my other life real quick on y'all.
Man,
but he did. He was on tour. He was with people that matter.
I got Rock 2-1.
Okay, talk about it. Why?
Because Rock won't bark on his dickhead.
He barks on it. Well, he attempts to bark on everyone. That's his thing. What else is he going to do? He has to do
something
else.
I think you're only picking Daylight because y'all cool.
No, that's not. I'm not even biased. Okay, guys, let's get into Daylight. He hasn't been battle rapping for how long? Who has more to prove here? They both of them have something to prove. But I feel like Daylight is the one who has to come back and, like, really kill shit. I feel like Daylight shit is more on, like, Both of them, both, this is a good battle for both of them. This is a good battle for Rock, but Daylight is a higher vet than Rock.
Ashley said, I feel like Rock only do well with large crowds.
Yes. Talk about it, because we forget about that factor. Rock, this is going to be perfect for Daylight.
Definitely going to work on Day, but Day Pen going to be crazy. Daylight dirty. Day is more literal.
Yo,
I didn't say that.
Not only that, let's think, right. Y'all. Let's think. Think about the motherfucking angles that Daylight could hit Rock with. Think about those angles. Now, let's think about how creative. What if Daylight gets dressed up as three different fucking characters every round on some fucking bullshit and talk to this nigga? It could happen. It could happen.
Somebody said whoever it from Philly in the chat, what do Joe mean? It just means
it means that you being extra.
Yeah,
like, I didn't know what that shit meant either. He was like, you being all Joe and shit. And I was like, what the fuck is a Joe? We was arguing. And I'm like, what's a Joe? And then it's like extra, like you all happy and shit. And
somebody
like,
said Rock won't look stupid screaming with nobody in the room. No, but we said,
but he might
30,
not.
It's gonna be
but
30,
he might not.
It's gonna be like 30, 35.
You
that's
know,
enough people
listen,
to,
this is
to,
if you've been to plays and shit
yeah,
like
he
that.
Said Joe mean basically draw. Yo, that's,
how you even gonna answer with another goddamn slang? Because I know what the fuck drawn mean. Like, who's even taking a word like drawn and turn it into like you're doing too much? That's what drawn means. You're doing too much. This is drawn.
Yo,
Rita tweeted this like this shit drunk.
She said this, yo, she made
she
yo, she that. They been getting shot the
she,
fuck up.
She tired. She tired of
like,
not responding. She wanna respond so fucking bad. I know that. I know that
I
pressure. Because when I was fucking with Rap Grid, they used to be like, say nothing. And I used to be there like, this is not it.
Yo, all right, but my homie named Joe is a rap. Yo, I think Day has the advantage. I think Day Pen is more lyrical and it is fire.
Mm-hmm.
Because
I think that Rock Pen is lyrical.
I like every artist on the card. I think
every
artist on the card is fire, but it gotta be a winner and it gotta be a loser. Bro, all right, well here, I want those two. It gotta be a winner and it gotta be a loser, right? Yeah, all this shit in the back, all these Ciroc's in the back, this shit for sure, I mean, it's for sure, it's full, but I don't open them, y'all. That's just, you know, set. We got the, like, we got the other bar upstairs. What other vets they talking about too bad on? I think they put the poll up, and it was, what, Calico? I know... Me and T-Top been talking. I know T-Top XP, you know, situation. I know Cortez is interested. I know T-Top is interested. And is one more other name. But I think, you know, Top is supposed to be battling Swamp. You know what I mean? Like, but that can be a battle that, you know, I'm going to take, of course. Easy versus Cortez, is that really going down? I mean, it seems like it. I tell people I haven't got the final confirmation because that might be, it might be a whole 360. Like, it might be, yo, Easy versus such and such and such. And then y'all gonna be like, oh shit, it's just that I know after this weekend, we want to start hearing shit. You dig what I'm saying? So, like, it's going, so I think the person.
Oh, yeah, the ball is rolling on everything. URL is just going to be like this. Trust me, y'all. It's never going to end. And it's just going to get on my fucking nerves.
Right, man. We don't care who they is. That's a fact, bro. Too high. You know what I'm saying? We really don't care who it is. I'm mad as shit. I should be on known right now. The next nigga, I'm really going to smoke. And I'm going to be.
Somebody, wait. Nope. Stackio World said, "Who's the other person you were offered?" Is the real question.
I know, cause I won't say it, cause that's the person who I want.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? The person who I was told I was battling is the person who I want to battle. You know what I'm saying? And but the way you know the me and Cortez promo been going, you know how you know they go by storylines too. So.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's making more sense for me.
Core jumped in that motherfucker.
He did.
Like,
he did what he was supposed to do.
I fuck with Core.
I mean, he did what he was supposed to do. And you know.
Yeah.
I mean, listen, man, if they be like, listen, at the end of the day, you and Cortez happening, I'm probably two rounds in for him. Because ever since he started talking shit, I start, you know what I'm saying? Like, so I'm probably like two rounds in for him. So, you know, the other nigga, I ain't even, I probably got like five bars for him. He said, I know who it is, thanks to Truth. Who's Truth?
Who's Truth? Battle Truth?
Who's Truth? What you mean you know who it is? Who's Truth? I wasn't.
Somebody
niggas
said,
know more than me.
Cortez going to give you problems easy.
I mean, I hope so, bro.
He's
going to
talk shit.
I hope
He's going to come to, and Cortez ain't trash, so.
I think out of all the people in the tournament, you surprised Smack the most. You know what's up, though? Smack fuck with me for
Smack
real,
Smack really
yo.
Liked him.
He really fuck with me, yo. Because even after the fines, you know, he was like, yo, you coming back soon. He was like, so just expect a call soon and all of that. And, you know what I mean? So, like, I already know and, you know, you know what I mean? There's a couple things in the works and all that shit. I just don't know opponents yet. You know what I'm saying? I want to know, he said, I know who it is. Thanks to Truth. Who is Truth?
I want to
know.
I know you
want to
know for real now.
Yeah. All right. So we got what? Who's the, we got Sue Surf and,
Loaded.
And Loaded Lux, man. He says your promo game A1. You know what it is, though? Because niggas is not doing what I'm doing, bro. It's like, yo, I'm trying to get there, man. And I'm showing niggas how to do it. It's niggas that's more, like, more popular than me. I'm just, that's why I keep doing the shit that I'm doing so I can get there. Because then when I really start barking on the motherfuckers, people going like, yo, that nigga is like crazy. Because I ain't going to lie, even the shit that I got written down for Cortez, and that's not even a battle I know I got, is like stupid. Like, so once I know I got a nigga, I lock on the nigga different. So then it get even more stupider. You know what I'm saying? So then with the shit I already got, I'll be completed for, like, they call me tomorrow for them. I might be completed all three by, like, next week because I'm already tuned in. You know what I'm saying? Are you going to make a trailer? On who? My fault, y'all. I'm losing the comments. I was all talking. A little easy if you don't mind. What do you do in real life? I drive trucks in real life. No, they not. No niggas be friends and taking it like easy out the gate, bark on these niggas. Yo, I tell them niggas before we get to the face off, cause don't get it fucked up. Motherfuckers be at the same hotel, motherfuckers be out there smoking and drinking, and I'll be like, yo, I fuck with y'all niggas. But when we get in the spotlight, my nigga, I don't give a fuck about y'all niggas, though. I was like, yo, I'm going to bark on you. I'm going to talk to you, bro. And them niggas be like, you know, alright. that's what we gotta do, bro. You know what I'm saying? Like, and I don't, you know. Can't know why nigga talk that shit like Arthur Fruity by Records. This era core fire though. Core is fire, man. Bringing back the old feel. That's why I like the video, y'all. Appreciate y'all better popularity. This nigga, no. Where is the other nigga that said that he know who I got? He just slid. He slid out the band over on me, dog. You ain't saying no fuck that. Don't tell him. Niggas make an angle out of everything. I mean, bro, I get changed, man. I get buried. I don't care, man. Like, I want to listen, man, because you know what? See, that's why y'all fuck with me, though, bro. Because I don't, I mean, bro, I got a job out here, bro. You know what I'm saying?
We work.
And I get, you know, and I be, you know what I mean, shaking and popping and all that. But you know what I'm saying? Like, motherfuckers got jobs, bro.
Niggas said they got Lux 2-1.
Oh, we, I'm sorry.
No, it's okay.
Yeah, because I'm just like, listen, man, niggas is fucked up out here, cuz.
Yeah.
Niggas with no jobs and like relying on this battle rap shit, niggas is fucked up. They scheming the government right now.
They about
to pay
that back.
All this shit back in the next year and a half and shit. Not us.
Lord have mercy.
You know what I'm saying? Like, we chilling.
So, who do you have,
Lux versus Surf. Let's break it down, dog.
Okay.
Let's break it down. Actually, Chess is on my hit list, too. years.
You wanted this battle, because
me and Chess was supposed to battle a while ago. You know what I mean? I met, you know, actually talked to Chess through Dude because they're cool and all that.
Yes, he fills out a W-9 for battles.
Who?
They asked you to fill out a W-9 for battles.
For URL?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But for the other niggas.
The people's champ, absolutely.
No, not for them niggas. Them niggas got...
URL's not playing.
Yeah, but you know
the
URL. Yeah, them niggas ain't playing. And them niggas be alright. I mean, them niggas be, you know what I'm saying? Like, what?
Lux.
Surf. We got Surf versus Lux. Lux is in my top five.
Yeah, they should be.
Surf raps the way I want to rap. I'm just better. You know?
Okay.
It's energy versus lyrical
performance.
I mean, it's, again, style clash. Again.
Yeah, because Surf's like a rapper. He's like a Tay Rock. That's why they fucking mesh so well. They're like similar.
Okay, I mean, style-wise, stylistically.
Stylistically.
Yeah.
Yep.
Okay.
Cadence, maybe, even.
And then Daylight and Surf stylistically would be, like, the same type. I mean, Lux.
Yeah. Because they're on another...
They rely on, like, a pen type of thing like that. So
I think it's a pen and a performance, though.
To who?
To me, in my opinion.
No, to which artist?
Daylight and Lux.
You think they have performance as well?
Yes.
I think Lux has theater.
Yeah, a subtle. It's performance, though. It's it's a strong presence there. A subtle performance is there, and sometimes not so subtle. Because when he battled Calico, that wasn't subtle at all. He came as the preacher man. With
I
bars.
Think Surf, Pretty. Who's that? Not Pretty. I think I know who that is, right?
Lux be rapping too long sometimes. I tend to get bored and give the opponent a round because of that. Depending on which battle, I guess.
Please do your visit. A-Town produced fire, no cap. Who is the
Crucible Bowl, he said.
Why would I go back to the fucking Crucible?
Yeah, Top Pretty would have to like work his way up, but we definitely gonna check him out.
Yeah, I would never go back there, bro. No. No, I don't put in way too much work unless it will be like, no.
So motivated, he wants to battle Swamp.
Oh, yeah, Swamp, he can get laid right the fuck down, dog. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, he got to work a little bit more first, man, because it would be like a, you know, go battle after no, I couldn't do that. I wouldn't do that, actually. You know what I mean? But I will check him. I never even heard the motherfucker. But like, I never even... You know what I mean? I think I met the nigga, though.
Really?
I think I met the nigga, actually. Just after battle. Because that name sound familiar as shit, bro. But anyway.
Surf tweeted earlier, every call I get, this shit getting worse and worse. First, new date. Then, smaller crowds. Then, no crowd. Now, distance from opponent. What the fuck? This is ass.
He said, easy, would you have been able to keep your composure if instead of fines, you did beat you battle Ace Lab? Basically, if Ace would have did, he said, Ty Pretty did 11 years. God damn.
Damn.
For what? Whew. Whew. That's heavy. That's heavy work.
Would you be able to keep your composure if instead of
Ace would have did this to me, though. Me and Ace, alright, man. Me and Ace.
Who would be able to keep Dick? I mean, what? Because Fonz did keep his composure. I'm sorry,
did.
I was thinking in my own mind.
If I knew I was winning.
But y'all ain't asking me. He's a battler.
If I knew I was winning a battle and I knew my next battle was for
25K. He shook your shoulders like that, you bet you would have your
composure. We could go outside and rumble, bro. Like, you see they just raised $113 million.
He would not have got his shoulders shook like that.
I don't know. Actually,
you would have been
right,
like, y'all gotta
right,
cut.
You right.
Yeah, he would
probably,
not have been.
I don't, but I don't. I don't know. Maybe I would have been like, yo, well, we gotta go outside.
Yeah, that would have nah.
You
that
know,
was
but
crazy. Salute
think,
to Ace though for that shoulder shake. I'm gonna get a clip of that. Shook that nigga's shoulders in there, like he was his son.
I'm gonna give y'all one jewel about Swamp. Swamp hasn't been tested yet, bro. You dig what I'm saying? And he gets T-Top first. That's gonna be his first test. But if he get a nigga like me, that's a test, bro. You dig what I'm saying? Like he hasn't been tested yet. See, that's what Swamp is fire. Don't get me fucked up. I like Swamp.
I have a critique about Swamp. I would like to see his online personality transition into his on-stage performance.
I think it's
because he's very
cool.
Laid back. I feel like it's very laid back. I feel like there's more. I feel like we're not seeing Swamp at his at what he has. I don't think that we're getting everything Swamp has to offer. I feel like he was good. He was solid. I feel like there's more.
Yeah, no, these niggas gotta realize we do boxing shit in Philly.
I heard.
But I don't, you know what, man, I don't, on some real shit, we don't go. Last time that I was bringing my strizips and all that shit to battle events, I got booked with them youngs and all that. So, unless I know it's going to be like an issue, I really, oh, shit, babe. Nope, it was
your glass.
Mm-hmm.
I'll get some.
Damn. You're going to have to move all of that shit.
Let me move in there.
I just feel some. Yeah, I mean, well, see, that's not even plugged on, so you're cool with that. All right.
And this is a bag.
Yeah, so, yeah. All right, well, so.
I'll get it now.
Leave it in the car, like, read. Yo, no, man, because I, you know. Well, listen, but I don't even be on that type time no more. You know what I mean? Like, so that's not even, you know what I mean? Like, unless situation go down. I just think that now, since we on this caffeine shit, bro, I think we gotta grab this bread, because they giving out bread, bro, and we just got to learn how to conduct ourselves and all that shit. T-Top difference from back home. Do y'all feel like Lux rounds would get off better with no crowd? Hell yeah, dog. That's why I got Lux winning the battle. I ain't say who I had. I got Lux winning it. But I prefer surf shit. You know, I say that to say this, like, I'm not going to, like, you know, say that somebody, you know, like, lost because I prefer the fucking other one. I know each one strength and each one, and I know that no crowd shit, if you, I don't know. But I thought that I would be fine when even though it was like 40 people in that joint, because the crowd was drawing in that joint, dog. That's one thing I said right before. I said, yo, it's mad people in this joint. And he like, oh, yeah, I know. I'm like, yo, how much looks getting for this battle on Saturday? Nigga, I don't know. I just know it's a lot. I know it's a lot. You know that nigga ain't coming out for nothing like 40 piece. How much do you think he getting for this joint?
Like 40K.
Like 40?
Mm-hmm.
30? Like low number?
Yeah.
Like 20 if he just wanted just to check out Cafe.
Did Surf have a third? Or did he did all his rounds first?
Said fine bringing that bread back to the crib.
Oh, yeah, he did.
And if he do, man, send me 5,000 because I let you, because they jerked me.
50K minimum. Nah.
They jerked me, bro. Bro, I won that joint. Yo, he said, no crowd. Lux going to have to be flawless. True. Yeah, the small room does get lost. It does. 27, no crowd. What, they said 20, 27 people or 27, no crowd? I mean, but small crowd, because technically it's a crowd, because it's going to be battlers plus ones with staff, and so you got to guess like 30, 35 people. That's enough fucking people to make.
That's enough.
A sway in something.
That's like if you outside on the block battling 30
right.
people, that's a fucking crowd.
Right. So, y'all know, man.
Who you got?
You know, I got Lux.
You got Lux too?
Yeah.
What percentage do you give Surf to? Do you think Surf can win this?
Yes.
Okay.
I do. I think Surf can win it. I think Surf is, he's the one that, you know what I mean?
Right.
He got to bring it.
Right.
Because he has it. He has the material, like, clearly.
Right.
He writes songs. He structures songs. So that means you can do it, but
Lux versus
he has
Miles
to execute.
Years ago, bro, I haven't revisited that battle in a while. Yeah, 10 people is enough. It is. So you got to think, 35 people. Yeah, 35 people is going to be a small crowd. It's going to be, I mean, that's a small crowd. So, cool. If they can get close to each other, that battle is going to be crazy. Because Surf won, you know, he going to perform it. That's how Surf going to win. If he can perform it. You know what I mean? Everything that makes Surf has been taken. But that's what I was just saying, self-motivated. Is if he can get in regular battle mode, then he has a very good chance at winning. But if he has to be 6 feet, they should just cancel the fucking battle. Because this is not how we want Lux versus Surf.
They're not canceling.
Cause
it's not being canceled.
Because the brand is already, you know.
It's not being canceled.
People
it's
done got
happen.
Their has. People done took their flights already. They there. Tay Rock there.
I don't think they're
going to
keep no 6 feet rule. We'll see. Because the battlers got to
I'm
going to
be on
rule.
Caffeine tomorrow on my channel, Easy to Block Caffeine. Hurricane Dude will be here too. And we're going to promote her page too because we need y'all to go.
Yeah, I'm
going to
go
page.
Live on there like before it all goes down.
And I got you, dude. I got you.
Oh, my God.
Put you up there. Yeah. Don't worry, baby. Don't even worry about you. I got you. I'm going to put you up.
All right.
You know what I mean? That 6 feet shit dead. Well, then if it's dead, then I got Jada Nightwing winning. If it's dead, if they really could, boom. I got Jay winning 2-1 in
I
a
got
good
Jay
battle.
Winning.
If Jay don't choke, Jay choke. You know what I'm saying? Then I got Fonz winning.
Mm-hmm.
If it's a regular battle, I got maybe Geechee then.
What about Mike P versus Saga in a regular battle?
Got Mike P maybe.
Still.
Close.
But you still, you have
Saga.
Mike. Oh, you did, oh, you got Saga? Oh, okay.
Unless Saga, I don't know. I don't see that came to me. That battle was an either or battle. I just liked it how Saga.
Like, no, I don't have no doubt
right.
that Mike P could pull it off.
And
I just
then,
feel like
if they can get close, Saga is going to. I'm telling you, but there's a few things I could think about that he can fuse together, and it could probably be something like crazy, like the way he think, the way the nigga day like be thinking. But is he gonna come with an antic? I hope not, because you know he's on caffeine. He know the analytics for Ultimate Madness came out, and he said what. 200,000 was average, and 100,000 people was like.
I hope Daylight is himself. Come with an answer, please do.
Somebody said Lux with a cool 30.
Not mad at that.
All
because
right,
there's
said,
angles Lux
can
take
Cleveland,
if he's smart.
Link, you got links, you got beats. You know, email me or like I said, Easy Black Cap. On Instagram or all social media, you can send me links to beats or whatever, and we can check it out. Oh yeah, www.guttacity.com we working on it right now. We gonna have the G City shirts and shit. I'll be wearing at the battles. We gonna have all that for sale. So I'm gonna do a little joint. So yeah, Saga is in his bag, and that's why I think Saga is gonna win. You know what I mean? That's the only one I could be like, yo, just the way that nigga been in his bag, it been crazy and all of that.
I agree.
So, basically, that's what, you know what I mean? That's our
predictions.
Yeah. Is there anything that y'all want to talk about? What if Lux pull out some paperwork and we get Durfable? Who looks
bad? Lux pulls out some paperwork.
Yo, nigga.
Wow.
I think somebody would have been pulled that shit, man.
Yeah, I think if it was like actually something there,
mm-hmm.
Because I don't think that that's what Lux
or somebody is after that Adi Boom shit. You know,
did Lux ever pull out papers on anybody?
No. Was it Calico?
I don't. Not Clip, right? Not Charlie Clip.
He pulled out.
Who pulled paperwork?
It was Clips.
It was Lux versus Charlie
Clip. It was
Clips.
And
he had
go.
Paperwork.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Oh, so Lux is capable. Okay. So Lux, he hits below the belt. So who knows? I don't think that there's paper. Like he said, the way the battle rap culture is, I feel like that would have been out. I feel like that would have been out already.
Especially after that.
But that's not to say that he couldn't take a creative angle with it and sell it. Because, you know, that's all that matters. Can you sell the bar? Believability.
Agreed, Stink.
But I'm serious. Like, if he can sell a bar, like...
Surf never been 30 ever. Stop lying. Yeah. He might not get 30. I don't think
he getting 30 now. I don't think he getting 30.
And got the corona. Bless the ass.
Blessings.
We talked about that earlier. Mm-hmm. Hopefully he better pull out some Megan's Law paperwork. Bro, if anybody pull out some Megan's Law
What's
paperwork...
What's that? Refresh me, please.
It's the like child.
Oh my God, guys, come on. It's still
wet.
I
got
right
you
here.
On your own OCD shit. Wait, I was people. Did you see me peeping?
No, I didn't. I was just looking like, is that a little puddle?
I got you on your OCD shit. Yeah. Email is guttacity44@gmail.com. guttacity44@gmail.com.
Damn, you ain't put my logo in the corner not one time today.
That's funny.
You gonna put my shit on at the end? You know, oh my God, he's out of line.
Yeah, you funny,
oh my goodness, look at that child. Put the eyes up.
I would have put your logo up there the whole time.
Put our emojis up. He's horrible. Oh, I'm just playing, baby. I know.
I would have put your joint up the whole time.
I was just joking.
Do you better put your zip code in and see who I'm making law around your neighborhood or shit?
The neighbor told us.
Who told
us? Remember, she was like, your fiddler, when she called him.
Oh, your fiddler? Oh, they was arguing.
Oh, my God.
Who she was arguing with?
She was arguing with the landlord over there.
Oh, the landlord was trying
Yo,
to put
Yo, so wait,
out.
Before we leave.
Yeah.
She said, your fiddler? So we was like, what the fuck is a fiddler?
Hold on, so look, hold on, man. Look at this.
Wait, what he said? Am I the only one who knows who Easy got home?
Who is this nigga? Hey, yo, who I got, bro?
Hussein.
Hey, yo, Hussein, who I got, bro?
Hussein.
He like,
Abdi.
I was living in South Philly. I seen people that I see every day on their job. Oh, shit. Dang.
And what? I missed everything.
No, I wonder who I got. All right, go ahead. Go ahead. You got to tell us.
Oh, we was just like, what the fuck's a fiddler? That's some fucking crazy stuff. We looked it up.
You ain't tell the whole story though. She was outside drawing.
She was outside drawing and shit. She was kicked out or whatever. She was mad at him.
She was mad. I forget the like the.
And he was like, "Get your shit." He was just like, "Keep your shit."
Terminology that they was using. I'm just like,
I just remember fiddler. You fiddler.
Right.
And we was like, we was at the window like.
We was New Year's shit, I ain't gonna lie, because, you know, that's our only...
Yeah.
Like, that's our only excitement. Like,
and you know what's ironic? They're Caucasian. They are it's the ghetto. When they turn up, it is the ghetto. And we be right at the window like, what does fiddler mean? What is a fiddler? And we looked it up, and it's a goddamn child molester. Woo! Coded language.
Listen, like they cover, like they coming at each other, just be different.
Cursing each other out in their own language, in their own code.
Like, one body,
learning.
Nobody. We just be, you know, we just be sliding.
Right, as long as
out.
They keep it cute.
You know what I'm saying?
We don't gotta hear that nigga with the hard ER.
No, ain't nobody.
I'm showing.
I think there's one other black person that's the one block.
Right.
And he's a trick.
But child, when they said, she said, fiddler. I went right to Google, like, what the fuck is that?
Yeah, we was like, child molester. We like, oh, shit.
So now you guys know, a fiddler. And I said, it sounds fiddling with children. Lord have mercy.
Yeah, that was funny.
That was funny, but we got to go.
That's our only entertainment, though.
That is our only entertainment. When they be acting up, the ghetto.
And then we come to battle rap events, and we see all the...
I'm not going. Yeah. Unless he's battling, like, I'm not going. I'm tired.
I'll be there like this. I'm tired. Yo, we got to go home.
We both be like that, though. Like, I'm tired. I'm sleepy. My feet hurt. No, when we was at the last big event we went to was in Philly. Yes.
That shit was wrong. Listen, because they wasn't letting nobody out.
I wasn't even saying hi to people.
They wasn't letting nobody out. Motherfuckers was hungry and drunk.
And they ain't had no fucking chicken fingers.
Feet was hurting.
They had like, niggas was like, you got to go downstairs and stand online for a motherfucking Snickers. That's when I was ready to go. Remember, we almost going to argue. Because I was like, I am hungry. And you're like, we're going. We're walking. I'm like, what? I'm hungry. Like, it hurt. It was so bad. They were selling M&Ms. Like, I was not getting online for no motherfucking M&Ms, yo.
And people were buying them.
And they was online. A long line. I tweeted this the other day. I said, it's not all it's cracked up to be. So don't let anyone shame you into thinking you need to be in the fucking building. You do not. You do not need to be in the building. If you want to be in the building, plan that shit as you would plan a vacation. And I'm being honest. And we're sneaking.
Unless you're going to caffeine, because they're doing shit like this. Caffeine.
Oh, caffeine? Like 3 hours. Shoot and gone. It's beautiful.
Do y'all think Ill Will is hard to beat? Yeah.
Yes. My favorite Ill Will battle is Ill Will versus Daylight. That's when I kind of like became an Ill Will fan, actually. Because he was barking one day.
Okay.
He was barking.
I liked that battle.
That battle was fire. Mm-hmm. It was a really good Ill Will.
He did. He was in the running for champion of the year, too. I wouldn't have been mad if he got
mad when he was in the running at all. You know what I'm saying? I just didn't. We can talk about champion of the year some other time if y'all want to.
We appreciate y'all.
We really do.
Follow me. Like, comment, and subscribe. Follow her at the Hurricane Zoo.
Follow me on Instagram, too. I'm funny as shit.
She's not.
I am.
Funny.
I'm funny on Facebook.
You mean follow me, Easy Block Cat. We on caffeine tomorrow. Friday, Saturday.
Follow me on caffeine, Duminati.
Because she didn't put Hurricane Dew. She put.
It's in there. It says Hurricane Dew. I'm trying to transition. It's not letting me. They're going to make me make a whole fucking new account. I'm going to call the people at Caffeine and tell them to let me change my name.
Followers. You can change it.
No, you can't. I don't see the option in there where you can change your name.
Remove the account, dude. You need all your names to be the same.
And lose my 100.
That shit, like, I'm a.
I don't want to start. Call the Caffeine people. Call Craig. Call Craig, babe. Come on, Caffeine.
Somebody said, shit, not that funny.
What?
Your Instagram.
He ain't talking about my Instagram. You don't even know if he's talking about. Go to hell, J-Met. It is funny.
That shit,
I just be taking my shit down. Right, I don't leave everything up. Good night.
That shit is trash.
No, it's not. I take my funny shit down. I got my Wendy Williams shit up. That shit got mad.
Let me see that. Which one, new?
No, the old one. When I was here watching it, when we was on Jackson Avenue.
Jackson Street? What? The fuck out of here.
They got mad views, though.
I'm talking about Jackson Street. Illuminati. Been her handle. Look, somebody is on your time.
Look, wait, hold up. Where's the.
All right, come on, bitch.
Oh, there we go.
How long ago was that, baby? Oh, when she slipped.
July 23rd. It was 2 days.
2 years ago?
No, 2 years. I was here for 2 days. Because I came here July 21st.
Okay.
I said, this is how my grandma used to come outside when her dementia started coming.
Oh, shit.
Oh, my God.
What?
All my shit got numbers.
I gotta bring a bag for downstairs.
Yo, Troy. Yo, his laugh is so distinct. It's so distinct.
Are you hungry?
Yes, I'm hungry.